Dennis Armfield is a player that we have embraced, it's fair to say, and he's now in the leadership group. He's in a community camp at Dalesford at the moment, but what a turnaround he's had in the last few years. Welcome to you, Dennis, and congratulations on being named in the Blues leadership group.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
How long are you up at Dalesford for?
I came up yesterday, and we're up here for another day today, and then back into business tomorrow.
Describe Dalesford for us.
Oh, look, beautiful part of the world, mate. Beautiful part of the world. I've been up here a couple of times with the wife, so it's very enjoyable, very relaxing. Kids have been brilliant. Boys have been really enjoying themselves up here, so yeah, really recommend it if you haven't been up here.
Dennis, as you know, I've been a fan of your work for a long, long time, and it seems to me like the rest of the footy world's now just starting to catch on. And the Carlton Footy Club, their leadership process has evolved to the point where now you find yourself in it. That is a fantastic reward for a man that's had to work hard to get where he's got.
Yeah, look, mate, really chuffed. I can't really say any other words about it to get voted in by your peers into the leadership group. But, look, nothing changed with me, mate. I've been the same person that, well, far out for the last 10 years of my career, so I'll continue to be the same. But, yeah, to get that recognition is a huge honour. And, to be, part of the leadership group, to work alongside Mark Murphy and Bryce Gibbs and these blokes, Sam Doherty, is a huge stepping stone for me.
Hey, Dennis, you've been pretty quiet, the Blues, over the pre-season. You've been sending up drones, watching training. There's been a lot of lockouts, that type of stuff. Can you just give us a little bit of insight, those Carlton fans listening this morning, as to what are these clandestine, covert-type training sessions? What's happening out there?
Oh, mate, a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work. Look, just fine-tuning all our game plan, building on our foundations. It's all about improvement for us. And, you know, we've got to make that improvement from last year, obviously. And, look, it's been a lot of hard work, a lot of hours on the track. But, look, like I said, just building again on last year, introducing the new faces to the game plan and making sure that everyone's on the same page.
Where does the improvement come from?
Oh, look, the youth coming in is super. We're only going to get more growth from our second-year players now. A few of us older boys are feeling young and rejuvenated again, which is good. And not only that, a few of our new players that we've brought in with Reece Palmer and Billy Smets have really set some really strong tones going forward.
Are you able to... There seems to be a lot of confusion around the Curnow boys. Are you able to tell them apart, Ed and Charlie?
Oh, you can tell them apart. You can tell them apart, mainly because... Ed's probably really loud and vocal, and Charlie's just tall and lanky. And so, that's the two telling points.
Gary posted a picture yesterday, and he's confused them both. So, Dennis, if you've missed that, he's copping a fair bit of stick. He thought Ed, who's looking like the Incredible Hulk, was Charlie.
Yeah, well, Ed will be pretty flat with that. They don't like to be mixed up very much, the two Curnow brothers. But, look, it's all right, mate. We all make mistakes, don't we?
We do. Well, I'm not owning up yet. Dennis, just before we let you go, you're also involved with your women's team, AFLW Carlton team. They were magnificent last Friday night. How much contact hours are you having with the girls, and how have you found it?
Yeah, look, I'm known as a specialist coach. Don't ask me what that exactly entitles. But, look, I'm getting down there probably... once, twice a week, and hopefully most games, depending on whether it clashes with the men's team. Look, it's been really enjoyable for me working under Damien Keeping and learning not only like the coaching role, but also getting to know the girls on a personal and football level. It's really important. Again, another game tomorrow, which will be really excitable against GWS. And, you know, we have our family day before that, so hopefully and we can get another big turnout to family day and another big turnout to the girls' football.
Dennis, just the SMS before you let you go. Saw Dennis down at Torquay over Christmas. Think he was with his old man, and pretty sure his old man was wearing a Dennis Armfield jumper. True?
Yeah, true. I think he wears it 24/7. Not
good on him
at all. But no, good on him.
He's a proud father.
And I'm stoked to have him.
Enjoy Dalesford. Good luck with AFLW and the season.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the day.
On you, Dennis.
Well, the Blues fans this weekend, 2017 Family Day at the Northern Lawn of Princess Park from 1:30 this Saturday. You can meet all your favourite Blues players in the autograph tents before heading across to Icon Park to see the Carlton women's team take on the GWS in round 2 of AFLW. Membership.carltonfc.com.au.